Jury selection is scheduled to begin today in the Danford Grant case. He's the Seattle attorney accused of raping five women in Asian massage parlors throughout the Seattle area. KUOW Sarah Lerner reports.
Grant faces 9 felony counts. His attorneys argue sex was consensual. The alleged victims in this case have so far remained anonymous. Now they'll testify in person, likely in front of news cameras. Sexual assault victims often don't come forward. That's according to Sara Rizvi, co-director of API Chaya, a Seattle nonprofit that works against sexual violence in the immigrant community. She says it's tough even if the victim isn't an immigrant. If the person is an immigrant, there's fear of law enforcement and deportation. And that's true, she says, even if it's someone with proper documents.
I think there's a mistrust of the system. You know, if the sexual assault is an assertion of power over them, and they know the abuser often has more power, more resources, more money, so they feel even if it goes anywhere with the case that they will, maybe they'll be the person who ends up in jail or ends up in trouble.
Rizvi says an assault victim might feel shame or might fear getting others around them in trouble. In Danford Grant's case, 5 alleged victims did come forward. Now, he has the right to face them, and he will. That witness testimony is unlikely to happen in the next few days. Jury selection and opening statements may last all week. The entire trial? That could take a month. I'm Sarah Lerner, KUOW News.